Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Tuesday evening, February 15th. This is Deborah with you here this evening. And thank you for joining us. For those that are dialed in and looking to receive prayer and ministry or prayer requests, we look forward to that. And it's a blessing, and I count it a privilege to pray and to come alongside of you and to join with the Holy Spirit and what he's doing in your life. So it is truly a blessing and an honor. And this is a place, a house of the Lord, PGN, a place of grace and evidence of his grace in this place as well. So we thank him for that and for his presence as well. And for you bringing your faith here, joining in and listening, even those that are online or listening on the app, we welcome you and we praise God for you and bless you this evening. I hope that your faith is encouraged, that it's stirred, and hopefully we set another log on the fire that's already burning within you. So let's pray before we start. And so, Father, we thank you for this evening. We dedicate it unto you, God. Dedicate myself unto you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, just that you would lead according to your spirit, that you would be glorified, Father. We know that we have needs, Lord, of direction, of decisions, Lord, of purpose and will and outcomes and victories, Lord, and battles, Father God. We lay them all before you. Lord, we thank you that you are our sustainer and you shall not cause the righteous to be shaken or to be moved. We thank you that you're a God before us and you are constantly creating solutions, Lord. We ask, Lord, that we come into the fullness, full order of our thinking and the structure, God, allowing you to reason with us with solutions, Lord, that we might see and know your victory, Father, in areas that we have need of, that we're asking or interceding on behalf of our family, our friends, our city, our neighbors, our community, our nation. Father, we thank you, Lord, just partnering with you, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. So we ask you as you open those realms, those portals of your presence and intercession, Lord, and that we could tap into your knowledge and the mind of Christ and the heart and the will of God to be fulfilled here in this place, Lord. We thank you for just your timing, that you are in your Holy Spirit, that you are all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present. And we welcome you. And again, I just dedicate this time to you, Father, and let it be done for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, thank you. Wow, it's a very fast week for me. I don't know if it was for you all, but it was for me. So I hope everyone had a blessed weekend. I know we had the Super Bowl. We also had, I was going to say Thanksgiving, but Valentine's Day. But we can thank the Lord for those that we love, for our loved ones, right? We'll be thankful for our loved ones. So, and then John had a birthday tucked in there as well. So we kind of did everything. We rolled into, one big celebration with family and loved ones. So that was nice, very nice, and a blessing. And thankful to the Lord for his blessing as well and for him speaking and showing and revealing the things that he does to encourage our hearts. Well, at some point, so tonight just what I want to share hopefully briefly is that last our church does a morning prayer and during the week. And one of the weeks that I had joined in, one of the verses they were reading from was from Psalms 40, and most of you are probably familiar with it as well when I begin to read that. And but there's a few verses in there that I realized in my Bible that cross-reference to Hebrews. And as soon as I seen Hebrews, and I know I've mentioned this at the beginning of this year, in January, possibly the end of December, I'm not sure, but January for sure, that I probably would be talking a lot about Hebrews. this year and then throughout the year. Because we all have a priestly, those of us who are believers in Christ and have come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his Son, that God sent his only begotten Son, and repenting, yielding, you know, our spirits and soul to him, knowing that we cannot find our way back to God on our own, nor can we earn it, or is there anything that we can do to achieve it? No religion, no philosophy, no attempt, nothing, but Jesus became that bridge for us and that sacrifice for us, and in receiving him, that it's God's plan to reach man and women and children, right? That we receive that in yielding, that we are dependent and trust that in faith. Then we have a priestly calling, just like Jesus did. So he is, that's where it talks about we follow him, right? So we're following him. So we want to keep our eyes on him, right? If we're following somebody, right? You know that story, Home Alone and Home Alone 2, where they're running through the airport and he thinks he's got his eyes on his dad, you know, but he's looking, you know, he's not looking intently. He's falling and lagging behind, and he gets lost and gets diverted, right? We want to keep our eyes on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we want to look intently on him and his ways in order to follow him and to learn more about him. And certainly we have the same grace that we came to know him and receive him and was set free and God unlocked and delivered many of us. Maybe you received a healing, but certainly salvation in itself is a form of deliverance as well. He delivers us out of the hands of darkness into his marvelous light, and he cloaks us with his likeliness. We are created as image, but then we are formed into his likeliness when we follow him. So I'm saying that to say why we follow him and out of love and, you know, the things that we do in our heart to because we love him, right? Just like many of you that listen in on Tuesday nights, many are women, and we do have some men there as well. But knowing just and speaking out of our heart, of a woman's heart, is to serve my husband, you know, and my children, and because it is out of a heart of love that I do things, right, and that I follow through with what I say I'm going to do and be there for them and, you know, make that commitment and all that it takes, right, to put my feet where my mouth is and where my heart is, you know, those all line up. And but God, we still have, even God doesn't call us to, after we come to him, to walk, you know, jump through hoops in order to keep our grace. We have the same grace throughout, and we're learning grace upon grace, and we're learning and growing in the knowledge of grace and what that is, and just like Paul did and the disciples did as well, right? So we can see in hindsight how the disciples lived and the things that we learned from them. And then we have the foresight of Jesus because we're actually following him. And there's plenty of things that he teaches us that we can see clearly that are self-evident, if you will, and his word as truth to follow him. And then there's other things that we grow in the manifestations of truth, I guess you would call them, is grow in our understanding and knowledge of who he is. And it's because of that, I think many times when that happens for me is, yes, he's speaking to me personally and, you know, might be a personal revelation, whether through worship or prayer or reading his word, being enlightened. But also when I learn how he, in scripture, right, it's his inspired word, but because he came for the Jewish community first, and introduced himself there, how he's always trying to entwine or engraft them, excuse me, not entwine them, but engraft them back into even the New Testament. And because it's very clear and very orderly what he did for the Jewish community and what he did for the Jewish culture, society, and people, and still calling them to come unto him as their Messiah, right? And he's always drawing that out very clearly to them, and then also engrafting us as Gentiles as well and leading us, and that we would grab a hold of it. Okay. So I didn't know I was going to say a lot of that, but I did. Okay, so here we go. In Psalms 40, here were the verses. Well, we prayed through all of Psalm 40, but here are the verses that were, here are the verses in Psalm 40, 6 through 8, that are actually cross-reference with Hebrews 10. So Psalms 40, this is the psalm in Psalms 40 because it starts off here. Again, I'm going to read in the New King James Version, but it says, faith, persevering, and trial. So it starts off saying this, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and establish my steps, and put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear him and will trust in the Lord. This is the psalm, that's the psalm that I'm reading from, that you're probably most familiar with. So now that was verses 1 through 3. Now I'm reading verses 6 through 8. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Thus, then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Okay. That is from Psalm 40. The cross-reference verses are Hebrews 10, verses 5 through 8. Because what happens, okay, let me just read it. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, and this is Jesus talking, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. So Jesus is talking to God, but he's also declaring to his people. And this is really, so as I look this up, let me go back to where I can see you guys. So when I look this up in my Hebrew book here, and this is from Hebrews verse by verse, I guess this is commentaries by Grant Osborne. This is, he is talking about the new order, which is the incarnation and obedience of Christ. So I know that it seems like I seem to be stuck on that word obedience, but it just keeps coming back up again. So we're going to go with it, okay? Because there is, when Christ says something, he sets us up. Here's the other thing he does as his believers is he sets us up for success. So he's continually, you know, like when we get these pop quizzes, right? It's pop, like, choose you this day whom you will serve, right? But then he says, choose life. So it's like a, this pop quiz, but he gives us the answer. It's the same thing is true when we hear something being repeated, especially in a time and a season and a reference and an order. He is giving us the success of it. Here's the solution. Here's the answer ahead of time. My grace is on this. Receive this from me. This is, you know, this is the heart of God for his people and for those that are sealed by his blood. You're sealed by his blood and you're a token of his prize and of his reward, the reward of his suffering. You are the reward of his suffering, okay? He's not going to keep you far from him. You are in his view, right? But it says that the word says, we keep looking to him, but he certainly has an eye on us. We are in his view. We are written on the palms of his hands and the Lamb book of life, right? And this is to be esteemed as most highly prized possession. And it is because of the blood and his spirit and all that Christ came to do on earth. Okay? So, I know it's awesome. I realized, oh, I think my voice is getting a little preachy there. That's why I said, okay, I was actually talking to myself when I said that, calming myself down. So, interesting. Christ is presented. Here are just some of the things. It says he's Christ is presented as a virtual author of Psalm 40, verses 6 through 8, which we read, singing it at his incarnation. Actually, when Christ came into the world, he said, he begins his earthly sojourn with surrendering to the Father and the promises to obey the Father's will. This is a Davidic psalm, and his promise is fulfilled in the Son of David, the royal Messiah, at the same time the Son of God. So there's a fulfillment there. He's always doing this fulfillment, but he's also doing away with a system when he's saying, I'm displeased with this. It's no longer acceptable, no longer pleasable. Christ is saying, I am replacing the Levitical sacrifices, the Mosaic law that he even gave to Moses himself. So he's not saying that he's displeased with the system as a whole in this particular context. But what he is saying is that I have come to replace it. Now look to me, right? And so the same is true if you remember, we were speaking of the book of John. And in the first part of the book of John, you know where he says, behold the Lamb of God? Because what happened in the ordinance of that is the second temple was destroyed right before the Gospel of John was written. And in that, the people didn't have a way. They didn't know their way back. The priests, even all the ordinances of what to do, even though they were very sacred and they were, you know, to be kept sacred, and they were very cautious and conscientious of those things, they were destroyed in the temple. So they didn't have a record of even that. The priests no longer had their records for the people to have access back to God. This is the heart and the will of God from the very beginning. If you remember, and you do, that he said to the people that he wanted them to hear his voice, and they didn't want to. They said, no, you speak to Moses, you speak to them, and he'll tell us, right? They didn't want to do it, but it was always the heart of God that he would reach his individuals individually and personally and have a fellowship and, you know, be cultivated in hearing his voice and his love and receiving his encouragement and just the fullness of his grace and embracing all of who he is by his spirit and having relationship with us heart to heart, spirit to spirit. This has always been his will for us. And he started with the Jewish community, believers, or, you know, calling them to be believers, and that Jesus would come to be the Messiah. So everything has to line up in an orderly fashion. That's why he continues to speak about it in the New Testament, because that's how they followed him to begin with. So if they can't follow it in order, then it's not going to lead to him. So this is why we still have it in some ways in the reference where he's referring things in the New Testament back to the Old Testament, is so that the Jewish believer could still find him and still find the order in it and still clearly see he's the Messiah and have their eyes opened, that he was the foreshadow and of things to come in the Old Testament. So him being incarnated, so Christ is replacing the Levitical sacrifices as a vehicle of redemption, right? So even in the Mosaic law as well. So his body, so those were things to be like, he set those things in order that they would be in the interim until he came. Like, this is the process in which you do this until I can arrive, until my time can take place, right? So there's even a time that we have the will of God to be fulfilled in our lives as well, right? It's timely, and we know and that's something that we can, you know, press into the Lord and ask him about those things too. Okay, so he says, body given Jesus in incarnation became the means of the superior sacrifice, that we know this, that the superior to that of the animal sacrifices. So his incarnate body was given back to the Father as a living sacrifice. So that was full circle. went full circle there, okay? And so Jesus fulfilled the intentions perfectly, for it was absolute surrender to the will of God through his earthly life. Okay, just a couple more things. And again, David in Psalm 46, it says these verses express his realization that keeping the law was not enough. God was not pleased with his surface obedience to the legal requirements of the law. He demanded more. And part of what God demands more of is this, friends, is that, and this is how we find our way back to him, right? Is that because of the fall, because of sin, and it left us with a condition, needing a remedy and needing Christ, and these things, these solutions were in plan and in the works, to be reconciled unto our God before we even knew, you know, before many of us were born, before we even knew there we had a need. This was already in place. This victory was already in place for us. Okay, and we have these inherent, you know, means of where did I come from? Where is my destiny? Those are questions that the law is written in our heart to lead us. It leaves a hole in our heart, leading us unto Christ, looking unto Christ. And he's made a way. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting to me how he's created us this way. And he's prepared a plan for us. He's prepared a victory for us. And what does he call us to do? He calls us to keep looking to him. Keep looking to him and following him. So I want to encourage you. I'm going to encourage myself as well in this. And that what he demands or what he requires from us at that time in order to get back to him was actually, it wasn't even goodness. What he demands is perfection. And this whole thing about Christ's blood, and even what I'm reading to you, and him becoming the sacrifice and the superior sacrifice, right? And then becoming, and then giving his life back to his Father, back to God as a living sacrifice. And I love that, living, because he is living. Where is Christ living? He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession on your behalf. That's a beautiful thing. That's beautiful. And it is because of his holiness. This is what makes this so precious. Because right after this, in Hebrews, right after this, it's going to talk about him being set as a high priest. Okay? So he is, this is his, it's his holiness that sets him in place because of his blood, and as we know his identity as being, you know, his deity and the triune God, okay? But this is what makes it so precious, and we don't want to forget this, is that he is perfect in his holiness, and he's willing to offer that to us. And this is why we want to keep our eyes on him, okay? We want to keep this and esteem this as precious and holy, because it is. So we're basically here just talking about, namely, what has been set aside and what's being established, okay? And so the things, the Levitical law and the Mosaic law, those things were established and prepared. They prepared the people for the coming of Christ as well. So the incarnation and life of obedience of Christ, the old covenant system ended, and the new order was inaugurated and replaced it. Okay, and it says, so the Levitical sacrifices could not take away sin. And if you read in the Old Testament, it says it covered sin, but it didn't take it away. So it was taken away by the obedient and atoning sacrifice of Christ. That's what established, quote unquote. It was established, and because, again, because of his holiness. And why does he even offer or have holiness? Again, and then calling it unto a priesthood is because he wants us to draw near to God. So he came to be even that priest. He fulfilled and established every order, every ordinance that was needed to find your way back to God was fulfilled in Jesus Christ through his atoning blood, through his sacrifice, and through his obedience. And again, what are we called to do? We're called just to look to Christ. and unto him who is faithful as the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We esteem you, God. We esteem your blood and your perfect holiness, Lord. It is humbling again to know, God, our place. Truly, God, is at your feet, looking to you, receiving from you, being thankful for you, and calling us your own, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would raise us up to stand, as your word says in Ephesians, Lord, and that we would know how to stand as Christ stood on this earth, Lord, and doing your will and your purposes for our lives, Lord. And we each have a very unique calling and a unique, we work for one, and we bring increase to the kingdom of God, Lord, through your truth, Father, but we also have different places, Lord, where we are going to shed our light, Lord, and be a voice, Lord, and be a calling in different battles, Lord. We want to pray for each other to be strengthened by your grace for our lives, Lord, to be a voice for you, to be a witness for you, to be your ambassadors, God, and to increase your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for every opportunity, God, and the ability to speak for you, Lord, to walk in obedience, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would just embolden us, God, with your courage for such a time as this, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can reach, Lord, our, and not just our neighbors, Lord, but we can reach our cities, our communities, and even a nation. God, we thank you, Lord, that even thinking of the book of Daniel, Lord, just that that realm of just you know, thanking the Lord that no matter what, just no matter what, we're going to worship you and praise you in spirit and in truth. We thank you that you're looking for such. And no matter what, God, that you would find us looking unto Jesus, and giving your name honor and glory, that we ourselves would become that living sacrifice. And we thank you for the intercession that Jesus is making, Lord. Let our prayers, Lord, come into agreement and make the same declarations that he is praying for us during this time. And we thank you that we would be one, that we would stand in unity, God, where we would encourage each other, and again, that we would grow. Our voice as Christians would grow, Lord, and we thank you that we begin to see our view as your view, God, and the place and the plans and the purposes that you have for us, God, and even those things that seem really bigger than maybe we would ask, or that we would even question, hey, this is just, isn't something I want, or something, you know, the enemy put those doubts and unbelief, Lord. Let it be fulfilled. We ask for your timing. Lord, we thank you, God, that there's even watches. We thank you, Lord, that in these watches there is like an encompass and premise of a blessing that comes in and through the different watches, Lord. So we pray for direction this evening. Let me just declare a couple of things over this watch, because this particular watch is actually the first watch, which is from the hours of, hold on, and I know we're in different time zones, but it still covers it, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., but I think that covers the time zones in which we gather here on the most part. So we thank you for your wisdom. God, by prayer of decree, we're praying for your wisdom and making important decisions, and we submit our plans to you. We rely on you to direct and to fulfill your will for our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you give us divine strategies and tactics to defeat the enemy, and that we have victory through Jesus Christ. And we thank you. Thanks be it unto Christ who causes us to triumph. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Father, we place our worries, concerns, and anxieties upon you, because your word says that you care for us. And also, Lord, in Psalm 55:22, Lord, it says that you will sustain us, God. You will sustain us, Father. So we thank you for that. And we thank you for our eternal life
Because we've accepted Jesus Christ, the bread of life, as our Savior, therefore we are spiritually full with your word and with Jesus Christ who quenches our spiritual hunger and thirst. Oh, here's the last one I wanted to say. Here it was. Well, we walk in your timing so that we will fulfill your divine purpose and plan for our life. So just as Jesus had a timing and set things in order, God, help us to see the order that you have in our life in place for the timing that is yet to come, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we wouldn't walk away from things or dismiss them, Lord, the little things, Lord, or even mundane or whatever they might be, Father God, that they're actually training us and preparing us and setting things in order in our lives for your divine purpose and will for our lives. So we want to thank you in those things, Father God, in all things, Lord, that we would worship you, that we could worship you in that, Lord. And so we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, now release your blessings to your people, God, to cover them. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that come from even the mysteries of obedience. There's blessings that come with that, Lord, how you know our circumference and where we are. And when those things are released to us, Lord, it's like you're kissing us, a father's kissing us on the head, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We want to bless your name as well and honor your name as we carry it and are sealed by you. So we thank you for that. I thank you for every listener this evening, God, or maybe listening at another time. May you be encouraged. May you be engrafted into the word of God. May you know Jesus more and acknowledge him. I pray that perhaps some things are confirming to you, and so be it. And to Christ who causes us to triumph again. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for blessing them for their obedience and bringing in, blessing 1,000 generations because of their obedience, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that one day we will see clearly in all of your glory and all of your presence, Lord, we will see clearly how our lives reached those you wanted us to reach, God, and how our obedience truly, that mystery truly be unfolded and revealed to us as we stand in your glory, in eternal glory, Father. But we thank you, Lord, for just continuing to speak to us and that you drive out all fear in Jesus' name, that you've given us a spirit. Your spirit is of love. It is power and it is a sound mind. And I thank you, Lord, that I would imagine, I mean, just as I said that, that those would be things that you would pray for us, Lord, and may we receive them. We receive your power, we receive your love, and we receive a sound mind. And we thank you, God, for taking us again into a higher order of thinking where we have creative solutions that haven't been found yet, haven't been discovered yet, haven't been revealed yet, God, haven't been put together, God, and found its place, truly, Lord, where there are gaps. Let it be, let them be, fill in those gaps, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for, I see there's gaps that need to be filled, and for even for the foundation to remain, there's some gaps because of whether it's decay or deception of the truth, but it needs to be, they need to be so it doesn't set things out of order. You know, like when they have those plates under the earth with the shifting of the rocks and stuff and the settling and the sediment like that, setting things off that, not necessarily underwater, I'm seeing the things that are above, but some things that need to be maybe reestablish and replace in order that are based upon the rock. They're based upon the rock. So Ancient of Days and antiquity to antiquity, you know, maybe there's some erosion that has happened. Like certainly we see, and maybe somebody really does know what I'm speaking of in a deeper depth, but we see that you know, at this time, during this time where like Jesus becomes really murky to our society and to our culture, there's things in the rock that need to be, that have, their decay has happened. And various, I know there's probably spiritual aspects to it as well, but they need to be fortified and somehow, and then through the foundation of the rock. And I don't know, maybe the Lord just speak to me, I don't know, but I'm seeing that now. So thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just intercede for it. Definitely as high priest, intercede those gaps in the rock would be filled, Lord, and even reveal the strategies of what that is. And, wow, okay, thank you. So let's open up the phone lines we have here. Our first caller, whoa, everything just shifted. 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Texas.
Evelyn, how are you?
I am good. Thank you.
Good. Okay, this is... you're Rhonda's friend, right?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you. I'm glad you got in early, so praise God for that. Praise God. Well, let me pray for you. Yeah, let me pray for you, Evelyn. Let me see something here. Okay. You can hear me okay, right?
Can.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So let me pray. Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the name of Jesus. I see the grace of God on your life, and I also see, like, the grace of God is covering you for something, even though you can see what's happening. You know, kind of like there's a portal of your sight, so you're looking out, and you're seeing things that are happening. Like, you're able to see it. It's not touching you. It's not harming you. You're actually not in the elements, but you can clearly see and understand and, like, decipher and discern what is happening. But the grace of God is covering you. He's got you in his grace. And so we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And I'm just reminded of when I say that, I've heard people say, I remember this one time, a friend of mine, it was a mother and daughter, she's ministering, and her daughter was with her. And I think they had to take a train somewhere or something, and they didn't have one specific something. I don't know if the daughter lost her ticket and they sat in their seats and then they were coming through and checking everyone's seats with their tickets to make sure they were in the right place at the right, otherwise they were asking them to get off, you know? And so she just prayed, she turned to her daughter and just prayed that to the Lord that this person would overlook her and not that somehow they would overlook her and not even ask for her ticket, because she didn't want to have to, you know, make up a fake story or lie or anything. And they couldn't get off. And so she was just asking for God's covering and that somehow that this person would overlook them and kind of they would be blind to them, if you will, you know. And somehow it did. They just never did ask them for their tickets. And so I say that to say because I hadn't thought about that. And I believe the Holy Spirit dropped that in me to give that to you as evidence of even when we're in his grace and we're covered by his grace, and when we're seeing and discerning and deciphering, it's okay to continue to ask for prayer and what we need in that moment. And just to be certain, and we know like his covering and his presence, and he would want that from us, you know, to be engaged in that, to participate, to be participating with him, even in his grace. Even in his grace, we're not asking too much. We're not. He's offered his grace to us. He's poured it out to us. He wants us to grow in the knowledge of his grace, right? And to understand that it's what's covering us and what's caring for us. And it's what's teaching us even to be gracious to others, even to be forgiving to others. It's only through this grace and through his loving kindness, the steadfast, you know, loving kindness and faithfulness, right? His love endures forever. And so I thank you, Lord, for covering Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. I thank you, Lord, for your grace that is upon her life. And let me just see, if I see anything else here, I did bring my book with me and I'm in the office tonight. So let's see. Let me look up these numbers here because, so it is, there is grace, life of grace, anointing and joining heaven and earth, favor, freedom, and action, redemption. So, Father, we thank you for that. And the joining of heaven and earth, I know you're new here, but that is our priestly anointing. As even when we read in Scripture, just so everyone has this reference as well, when you read places where heaven and earth touched or heaven opened up to earth or there was some activity happening, some placement happening there, that is, the priestly anointing that we have on our life. So even as you're under this grace, seeing these circumstances, you have a priestly heaven and earth when your grace is on you this way as it is. Heaven and earth, so again, just reiterating your prayers and just a priestly anointing for heaven to move on your behalf on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. And this is also where we get our strategies and our keys because he gives them to us, right? Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose will be loosed. Whatever we loose in heaven will be loosed on earth. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just loose your spirit upon Evelyn, Father, upon her family, whatever circumstances and conditions and things that she is seeing and discerning with her own eyes. God, we thank you, Lord, that you would just loose your spirit of favor, your harmony. Lord, let those places on earth be in harmony with heaven. We thank you, Father, for every area that is estranged from heaven because of sin, the effects of sin, and leaves us estranged from God and apart from God and apart from his peace, Father. Whether these be relationships, Lord, whether they be in the workplace, in the home, Father, in the community, Lord, with her neighbors, Father, we just pray the peace of God and shalom and harmony to come into those areas as well, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you. And I thank you, Lord, that when you call her, that you also pray, I heard it. Okay, this came to my mind, too. Just dropped in my, so I think I know I'm supposed to share this because when this happens like this, this is like an evident truth. Or the Bible calls even a manifestation of truth, is, so he, definitely an intercessor and a priestly, walking in his priestly anointing, but he shared a story about how he went to, about sharing the gospel, if you were, sharing the presence of the Lord. So when he goes out to eat and he sits at a table, before he leaves, okay, I don't know if it's when he prays for his food or before he leaves, but he just lays hands on the table and blesses the next person who's going to come and sit at that table. He kind of like prays and intercedes for them and leaves like a presence and a blessing for that person, for the next person, kind of led by the Spirit, but just leaving, that they would have a good experience and a good lunch and begin the awareness of the presence of God, however he feels led to pray. But literally laying hands on the table and blessing it and anointing it with the presence of God and then interceding however he feels led by the Spirit and then to get up and leave, okay? And just to leave that there, like that is a blessing and a way he was calling literally to witness for Christ, okay? I know there's personal and verbally being open with words and deeds, but he was giving reference to that as well. And then what he began to notice was that God was leading him. God began leading him where he was to eat and where he was to go, right? So the Lord, so when he was faithful to steward that with what he knew and what God gave him to do, the Lord began to open up his eyes to more things and to more places and to more prayers that he began to realize that he, that the Spirit of God and the grace is put on his life so in such a larger manner and an increase, if you will, is that when he would go into a place and he would order and sit down, and then all of a sudden it would be like all these people came in and then the restaurant would be completely full, you know? And I was like, well, if I would have got here 10 minutes later, I would have been in that line. And okay. And he began to notice that. And then he began to ask the Lord about that. And the Lord was showing him that he was in, that God is leading him in the right place at the right time for God's grace. And it, the evidence of it and the fruitfulness of it is how all these other people are feeling led and just end up showing up there, right? Oh, I guess I'll just eat here. But all these people being led and to be being conformed under God's grace spiritually. So he's saying there's a spiritual draw on it. And this can happen. So praise God for that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I thank you so much. I know you say the grace of God is covering me, and I thank God for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely see that on you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, Evelyn, is there any specific prayer requests that you have this evening?
Well, the specifically, you know, I want, you know, prayer for the Lord to lead and direct me in the right direction in every aspect of my life, you know. And I'm also believing God for a husband.
Okay. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just as we prayed tonight, God, and even the watch of being in this watch, God, this first watch, Lord, of asking for direction. God, we ask this to be upon her life and her heart. God, we pray for this direction, Lord, that it would be with a multiplication, God, in her life, Father. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, you know her requests and her heart and her intention, God, and how you've created her and designed her to serve you and to bring honor to you, Father. So direct her, Lord, as she's trusting in you, even this night, and acknowledging you, even this night, Lord, that you would direct her in all of her, in all of her paths, Father, would be a direction of you, Lord. And we just commit that unto you, Lord. And trusting you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, and just come into agreement, Lord, just her desire to have a husband. God, we thank you, Lord, your word even says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that Evelyn is a good thing, Lord, and her desire to be a good thing before the Lord. Father, we ask your favor on this as well. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, let this just be a united thing, Lord, that they would fit together really well, Lord, and complement and bless each other, Lord, and just be able to serve you and love you and their family and their neighbors and the community just side by side, God, and just fit together, just complementing each other really well, Father. And I thank you for blessing her with that. And we thank you for the design and the covenant of marriage as well, God, that it is a blessing. And Lord, may you bless her with that as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something else? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I just say thank you so much. You know, I receive everything that you've spoken to my life. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You're a blessing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for joining us, too. Yeah. God bless you.
I'm going back again. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good evening. Hi. Okay, we have caller here. We have caller 469-658. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Tiffany from Texas.
Hi, Tiffany. Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you for Tiffany, Lord. We just bring her to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. You know, I see at your feet the waters are rising, and the verse, even though we walk through the waters, you know, that we will not be harmed. Hold on, I think, is that Psalm 46? No, it is. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, Isaiah 43. This is it. Okay, let me open this up to the. Yeah, this is what I'm seeing here. Is the waters okay? Yeah, here, let me start at the beginning here, just a little bit, a couple verses. But now this says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, section of Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And, the Lord is your Redeemer. Okay, so Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that as she passes through the waters, she shall not be harmed, God. Even when the waters are rising, even when she's aware that it is rising, Lord, I pray that she would fear not, Lord, because your word is for her. I thank you, Lord, that, I mean, just even that passage there and the few verses that I read and just how him saying, you are mine, and it both of those were capitalized, the word you and mine. You are mine. And so I thank you, Lord, that you are mindful of us, Lord. I know your word says in John 10 that, you know your sheep, and you are known by your sheep, Father. So we thank you for that, God, just how personable you are, how watchful you are with your care over your sons and your daughters, Lord. So I thank you, God, for Tiffany, Lord, in the land in which she walks and searches and finds, Lord, even if the waters seem like they're rising, that you are there with her to protect her, God. And let not her heart be troubled by these things, Lord, and by these ways, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that even coming out of that, right? So like when they came out of the fiery furnace, it was out without the smell of smoke upon them, you know? And when they came out of the wilderness, you know, wandering for 40 years, not that you're wandering, but just the same context and premise of their shoes didn't wear out. What God provided for them, he was watchful over them and with them to sustain them and to be with them and to care for them, even in the midst of what they walked through. Even in the wilderness, he provided sustaining nature for what they needed. So even as you walk through things that might seem troubling, I guess, and I'm referring to that as the rising of waters, that that you will come through that without even, you know, with the preservation, with preservation still on your life as you come through on the other end. So I thank you for that, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you do care, Lord, about our faith and that you protect it, that you preserve it, and that you fortify our faith, even in the midst of whatever we walk through, Father. I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. If there be anything else, Lord, within that, I ask, Lord, thank you for that. In Jesus' name. One time, just quickly, because I don't want to run out of time, so I'm not going to declare that, but I had a dream about waters one time, and it was my husband and I were, like, sitting talking to this gentleman. He was, like, kind of, like, giving us counseling and stuff and the dream, and then he said, oh, well, let me go get some other information or something like that. And so he took off, and so I said to my husband, I think we're supposed to follow him. Like that, like I think we're supposed to follow him because he was going to the next building. And so then John started to follow him, and then I was following him. And at one point of crossing over, like through this parking lot or whatever, the water started to rise. And before I knew it, the water was like up to my heart. And I was actually holding onto the fence, but it was really slowing me down because I was trying to walk and to still catch up to them and to stay with them at the same speed and the same pace. And but I had to actually grab the fence to help me get through it and get on the other side of it. And later, and there were other things that the Lord reveals in that when I finally got to my destination there, but the Lord was showing me in that particular area for me in that dream, and I don't know if this is relevant for you or not, but the places where the water reached and it was harder for it was actually him, like he was cleansing me and renewing, regenerating by his Holy Spirit and the Word of God, those places that needed healing in my life. And one of those was in my heart, you know? And so anyways, I'm not sure if that is relevant to in context to what you need or not, but I did, that did come to my remembrance, and I wanted to share that. So Tiffany, do you have any specific prayer requests we can pray with you?
I think I just and thank you so much. I think I'm always at a place, like when I get hurt, that I'm blaming myself for things that I haven't done, and I really need God's guidance. But in addition, I need him to kind of just silence me where I can hear and see what it is he wants to say and to show me so he can take me to different places.
Yeah.
Because I feel lost right now, and a lot of what I'm going through, it's just it's a little too much for me right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. And it could very well be, let me find that scripture. I think it might be in Titus. Let me see. Titus 3:5. It says he saved us, well, not because of the works we've done in righteousness, but according to his own mercy. But here's the latter part of the verse that says, but by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. And it's a fascinating thing because the Holy Spirit and the spiritual, you know, the supernatural part of the Holy Spirit and the Trinity is fascinating in how it can do its work in the natural. But it begins supernaturally, you know. So it's sometimes like a seed that is planted and we can't always see its effects until it takes time, until it actually germinates and begins to bud and to take ground. Do we see its effects, you know, other than with the Holy Spirit, we have to trust that the seeds, the spiritual seeds, are planted, and then we know if we do things God's way, or according to his will, we are planting spiritual seeds, and they will germinate. And you know, we cultivate the seed in the ground with, you know, fellowship with other believers, which you're doing tonight, and by worship, just, you know, even just putting on soft worship music in the background as you travel or as you make dinner or whatever it might be, and reading his word, so creating that atmosphere, you know, that's cultivating it, that's going to bring nutrients to the seed and to cause it to germinate, you know. So even David said that he was blameless before the Lord, and the reason he could say that is because he knew the ways and the will of God, and he followed that. So he first did that right where he confessed his sin, and he was broken and contrite before the Lord and asked him to renew a right spirit within him. And I'm not saying that this is what you need to do. I'm just using this as in context to the ways of the Lord. And so when he did that, though, he waited for that seed to germinate and to bear fruit in his life. And so there may be something, maybe you've already done it. It could be maybe this thing where you're talking about blaming yourself, that, you know, sometimes when I blame myself or if I go there, it can be a sense of like self-pity. And I know the Lord doesn't want us to go there because, I mean, to be enthroned in self-pity because we have his help. He sent us a helper and an advocate and a guide and a teacher and a come alongside of us and our defender. And we learn to call upon him and those aspects in which we need him, you know. And believe me, I've gone through, I feel like, a lot of hurtful things in my life, things that have hurt me. And I've had to learn, like, resilience. To the rejection or the resilience to the abandonment, you know, that I don't take on the same thinking I did as I did originally, you know. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Tiffany, Lord, and as she lifts her request to you, Lord, that you give her true guidance, that she hears from you, God. I pray, Lord, that even in the slightest inkling as she looks to you and gazes to you, God, that you would be there, Lord. And that you would respond to her in ways that she could see and know and experience the height and the length and the width and the depth of your love for her, Father, that you've called her to your family, Lord, and that you see her as such, Lord, as a precious one in your family and in your household, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that as she casts the whole of her care upon you, that you would show her that you care for her, Father, and I thank you for that, Lord. I just thank you for revelation, Lord. I thank you for healing, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask, Lord, as we lift up, Lord, as your word says in Philippians, through all prayers, supplications, and thanksgiving, Lord, and even those are humble pleas or supplications, Lord, that you would guard her heart and her mind in Christ Jesus, Lord. And that you would give her peace, Lord. I pray that you would even impart unto her by your spirit or angelically, however you do it, Lord, dreams. Lord, I ask for your solutions. Lord, I thank you for your covenant and your promises that you've made and that you've declared to her. Recall those things to you. When you recall, the Holy Spirit has you recall things. That's him renewing your mind, renewing your mind. So we thank you, Lord, for just renewing her mind, regenerating her by your spirit and washing over her, God, and just like that, that stone, like the stones become smooth when they're washed over, God, and smooth. And Lord, so take those areas and smooth them out, Father, the rough and jagged edges, Father, that are not truth. Lord, smooth them out by your spirit and your word, Father, on her behalf. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling. And anytime really you need prayer, then please just call in any night you need prayer, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Blessings to you. Shalom.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, hold on. I got a text. And so I did get your caller, 281. I did get your caller. That was Evelyn. We prayed for her. And I can come back to her. If I do have more time, I'll come back and open up her phone line again to talk a little bit more. Okay. She's another caller. Okay, yeah. Oh, 469. Then I did just get her. Then I just talked to Tiffany. I did talk to her. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, got it. Thank you so much for calling. That was a blessing. Okay. I read my note. Let me find out where I am now. I think I am. I'm right here. 910-709.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia, how are you? I always get your number and Rhonda's number closely. They're so closely. And after I opened, I was like, oh, wait. So thank you. Thank you for being gracious and patient with me. And thank you. I've been thinking about you all week. I don't know if you've heard me in the spirit think about you. But thank you for
your
prayers.
I've been praying for you.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
I do feel better.
Amen.
And I even realized the Lord gave me a realization of what was, in part, what was not helping it either or not causing it to remain as it should. So anyway, for those who are listening this week that weren't here last week, I would say my jaw was really bothering me. I had an incident that happened at Christmas time. And it was just really bothering me. It was almost like when you get a cold, you know, and you can't breathe through your nose and you have to keep your mouth open. And then your jaw just feels so tired and it's so sore and you just want to close it. Well, I liken it to that. That's kind of how it felt. And then it also, I was noticing that it wasn't my bottom and my top, they were not lining up correctly. Like I almost had to help my bottom jaw position itself correctly in order to, and it was very uncomfortable. It felt like my bite was off, I guess. So anyways, it just was a spontaneous thing when I opened up Sylvia's line last week. Before I started talking to her, I just happened to mention it for people to start praying. And then Sylvia, spontaneously as well, said that she would pray for me and that that's what she had been doing, is praying and interceding. So it was, I did feel better shortly after, but I remember specifically on Thursday, I don't know if that was specific on your end, that it was very clear, because I remember and I said, oh, I need to remember this day. Okay, so it was very smooth. It wasn't bothering me, but the Lord was showing me when I was laying on the one side, like I was actually setting my jaw off again, you know, by the way the pillow was and stuff. And so I was, So anyway, he showed me that so that I don't do that anymore. And it feels a lot better. I haven't had any pain. And it feels like it's lining up more naturally. So I will say that too. Thank you very much.
Yes. I prayed for alignment as well. Thank you.
Oh, you
Jesus.
Did. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, because I don't know when it happened at Christmas. That once it unlocked, because my locked jaw kind of locked up. Once it unlocked, I noticed, oh man, it's not lined up. But I don't think I mentioned that, though.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't mention that.
I didn't want to go on that. Yes.
Yeah. So thank you. Praise God for your anointed prayers. I'm happy to be the recipient and gracious for your prophetic intercession. So thank you.
Amen.
So.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, now let us pray for you. So thank you for calling. So, Father, we just thank you for Sylvia, Lord. And I do thank you, Lord. I do have an outflow. I can feel an outflow of joy. So supports her, Father, in Jesus' name. And actually, as soon as I said that, that's funny, because as soon as I said that, I seen these, like, bursts of little fountains springing forth around you. And I feel like that is significant, or it's evident of what's happening in your life and what you're helping to cause happen in other people's lives. And so, you know, just these bursts of, it's kind of like that, that child's park, you know, where they walk on that water and then the water is coming up in little bursts and they don't know which one's next, kind of.
Yes, yes.
But they're playing, so it's somewhat like that, except you're walking, and it's a big, I'm seeing it's a big, more of a circle, and they look more clearly defined as fountains, not just little bursts of water, but the little fountains coming up, and you're walking, and some of them you're actually causing. Some of them are, you're seeing the effects of it. Because, and I believe the circle is because it's the circumference of them coming under your circumference of, you know, meaning your sphere of influence and how you pray and what you're sowing into their life spiritually. It's causing these fountains to burst forth. So some of them you are seeing the effects of it, and others you're actually just walking by, and it's you're actually affecting it as the as you're reaching that, and I interpret that to be that you are, that the Lord is sending those in placement, under the placement of your circumference, for you to affect them. And, you know, because it was actually right directly under your step. And so, so he will order that. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for the life-flowing fountains and springs that are springing forth on behalf of the answer to prayer, God. We thank you, Lord, that her prayers are effective and fervent. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray and ask that you would keep the enemy away, Lord, that he would not contaminate her spirit or her soul in any way, God, in the name of Jesus. That this will remain pure and holy and righteous before you, Father. In Jesus' name, we consecrate her place of prayer to you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you that that she can even, Lord, in this place of prayer, see what you're doing and what you're establishing in this place, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for just the lives, Lord, that she's touching and that she will touch, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I'm also seeing, I don't necessarily have the unction that okay, so the circumference is actually quite large, and but I don't have the unction. I was going to say that I don't know if that is movable, like the ground in which you're walking on, meaning meaning your sphere of influence being pliable, or pliable, meaning it's movable and shapeable. As he's having you function in it, or if it just expands. So I'm not sure either way of that, but I do see it quite large. Like when I see you walking, the I almost can't see the whole parameter. I almost cannot see the whole parameter of the circumference, which is a good thing. So, Father, we thank you for that, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, and I don't even know, I mean, I don't know if this is just maybe part of my own heart that I'm thinking this, just for the body of Christ, which I think that it is, but just even some way for you, for it to be teachable, that you capture so that others can grow in their intercession and prayer and to be effective, you know, yeah, to be effective. Uh-huh. So, and you know, making that teachable, what you do, and certainly not in a, like, a self-righteous, in which I never, ever, ever have gotten anything like that from you, ever. But in the sense of, hey, I've learned, this is what I've learned, you know? And, yeah. And I think it would be really great if a lot of intercessors actually would open the door to their closet, so to speak, because it is very teachable. And I know there's things and lessons and things in there that are that can be utilized for the effectiveness for the body of Christ, you know. So, amen to that. And God bless you for your sacrifice and for your prayers for me. I sincerely and genuinely thank you. So,
well, you're welcome. Actually, when you was talking about the teachable, I actually had someone today to call me, and I had shed some light on intercession and some things that she could do, and she got so excited, and she said she didn't know that, and she was telling me that I should teach the Sunday school one Sunday to teach on that subject, and funny you said that, and and I actually talked to her and taught her some things today that she said she didn't know, and that from now on that she would continue to implement, you know, that teaching and for her to grow. And as far as the circumference, and you said that it was large, the Lord has said I would go from state to state, and that I would, yes, I would go, in my ministry, I would go from state to state, and that I would teach. And then my ministry is healing and deliverance. So when you said a large conference, he said that it would be large.
Wow, that's very cool. And I love that the confirmation of the word, right? So let every word be affirmed of the two or three witnesses that just today the Lord confirmed and gave witness to you giving and teaching on the intercession. Yeah, that is really fantastic.
Uh-huh. And he said also, not just intercession, he says that he wants me to teach people how to suffer for him the way that I have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you think
that's
of
really
me,
something.
Yes, I. But I got excited, and today, the Lord had given me a word to give one of the women pastors at my church, and I actually he actually had me a minister to her today, and he was saying that she was actually learning something, you know, that she didn't know. And I told her it wasn't me, it was the Lord. And it was from years of coming out of sicknesses. And I feel like there is. And I can just, I think I talked about it before. And it's actually tongues. And it's actually, I have a compassion for sick, I mean, overwhelming compassion for people who are sick and hurting, because I have been in that state for a very long time. The enemy would always attack my body, and I used to pray, you know, with my actual natural voice, and I started thinking to myself, you know, the rebuking and the whole thing to the enemy. And so I started thinking, I said, well, you know what, he hears that all the time. And that's probably a joke to him by now. So I started thinking that the only way that I could counteract him was to pray in the spirit. And a lot of people don't realize that a long periods of tongue is actual spiritual warfare. And through your tongues, mm-hmm. you can actually win. But through your natural, sometimes you don't know what to pray for. And so mm-hmm. you're not making ground. Yeah, you're not making ground. So through your tongues, you're covering every aspect of your life. And a lot of Christians, they don't like to speak in tongues, but it actually breaks down a lot of walls, and it actually does a whole lot for you that they don't even realize. Because I would pray in tongues for hours, and then the Lord would say that I have defeated the enemy. See, but in my natural voice, in my natural voice, I wouldn't know how to defeat him, because a lot of us are just, you know, saying this, saying that, oh, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. And he's probably laughing because he probably goes, oh, every Christian says that. But when you start to break mm-hmm. it down and the tongue start to flow, then I'm quite sure he's going to back up, because at that point, you know, the Holy Spirit is giving the, you know, the words, not you. So I actually live in the tongues. 95% is the mm-hmm. tongues. Tongues will heal you. Tongues do a lot of things. It has healing things in your life that are hidden. The Lord actually reveals those things to you, and you'll be like, wow, I never, you know, I've been wondering about that. And then all of a sudden, here it is. He'll give it to you. You could be driving in a car, and he'll give it to you. So, when I hear that someone is sick, I immediately go into action, and it doesn't matter how long it takes me to pray it through. I stay until it's done, because I know what it is to suffer in the body. And sometimes people say that they'll pray for you, but things happen sometimes that they're not able to. See, but I want to be able. I don't work, so that is something I can do, you know, and that's what I mm-hmm. do.
Wow. That's a good, I would love to hear more on the tie-in.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, that was good, because I was going to ask you to share something, so I'm glad that you just went there naturally. But I would love to hear more, I mean, where I have a curious nature, and maybe you could write this out or ask the Lord about this, how to do this, but, or maybe you already know, and you don't have to answer tonight, because uh-huh. I do have a couple other hands up. But my natural thought is, because somebody else might be having this thought too, is how to do the tie-in from the praying in the spirit, like you say, you stay there until you're done, to the suffering in your body, like the tie-in to that and the understanding of that, you know? Because I actually had an intercessor friend who will be burdened with things to pray in the spirit, and I usually have the unction or burden, and I usually when that happens to me, I will pray in the spirit until I get a release, or I know I'm too, or it eases up, and then I'll go back and whatnot. But she actually will encounter I told her I think it's the enemy, but she starts to encounter like condemnation right in the midst of that. But I'm wondering, now if you're saying that, if it's got something to do with breaking through with suffering for him. So I wonder if there's some connection there with a different understanding. Do you know what I'm saying?
So, yes, because what happens is... what happens is sometimes when I pray for someone who's really sick, sometimes I would take on the actual sickness in my body, but then at that point is when I have to pray it off. And you know, for yourself, as long as I've been coming on your line, most of my prayers was for my health or for my sinuses, and so I would get you know, one day I'm good, the next day, you know, depends on who I pray for. And sometimes I'm hurting, and then someone I know will tell me, oh my God, I had the same symptoms yesterday. And then I think back, and yesterday's when it started. So the Lord was having me pray. That prayer is really for her instead of for myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's where that fountain, stepping into that fountain, that's where that comes from. You step into that, and you did that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where you step on that fountain, and the fountain springs forth. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, very interesting, very interesting. Well, I would like to talk more about this later. Maybe I can.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just be thinking about that. You can put some things to just my curious questions and anything else the Holy Spirit brings to your, you know, remembrance or whatever you have in your notes. But tying some of that together, that'd be great.
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for praying.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you for praying. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay. Okay, God bless you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller here is 251-229. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Sarah. I'm from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for calling. So, Father, we thank you. Hold on, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure. I think my everything jumped a little bit here. Okay, I see where I am. Okay, let me just mute you for a second, and I'm going to pray for you, but I'm going to just mute you. I'll come right back and open up your phone line. Father, I thank you for Sarah. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father. We're just at your altar, Lord. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm just discerning in the spirit here what I'm seeing. So I'm actually seeing you, so we're at the altar because it's what I pray at the altar. You were praying and, you know, it was your place to come before the Lord and for you to pray. And I've seen a very large animal roar above your head. And but it actually wasn't. It just came in at a quick flash and went out. And so it was not. But I also was observing in the spirit because it was given to me this way. Your reaction to it, and you were able to quickly discern and decipher that was not a spirit of the Lord, and that was not a lion. It was actually a tiger. And you addressed it quickly, but it was just a flash of it coming forward and like roaring at you at the top of your head. And I didn't see its body. I just seen its head like break through an atmosphere maybe and roar at you to try to intimidate you. And you quickly, again, you quickly discerned and deciphered and spoke against it in prayer. And then it, you know, went back. So, Father, I just thank you for her ability. I thank you for the sharpness in the spirit that she has. I thank you for the effectiveness that she has, Lord, in applying her prayers, Lord. I thank you that really ultimately like all of heaven is backing you up. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that even, you know, the word says that our enemy is like a roaring lion, tiger, whatever, and he goes about seeing who he can devour. Well, not Sarah,
not Sarah from Alabama, that's for sure. So we thank you, Lord, just for her, again, Lord, just a quick, effective discerning to decipher things in the spirit and to take authority over them quickly, and, you know, and not a play around, not be intimidated by it, but it has no place, it doesn't belong, and you put it back in its place, and you remain where you belong, you know, at the throne and at the foot of Christ, you know. So I thank you, Lord, just for the sharpness and even the integrity in it. There, I just sense there's a type of sense of integrity, like integrity to the Word of God and integrity to the character and the ethics and the morals of God, that the enemy is just not going to trick you up, you know. Let me just say something for a second. Okay, I'm trying to take a shortcut. That's not working. That happens to me sometimes. But just as he walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, be sober and vigilant. So you definitely are being vigilant, even in your prayers and even at the altar, which you wouldn't think you would find him there. But it is, I do see it, interpret that as affecting spiritual atmospheres, even when you pray. And like it's profoundly effective. And I'm not sure, so he wasn't at, yeah, the spiritual atmospheres, because he was not at your feet. It was more up near your head, even above visual type thing, not all the way, but more towards your head where you would be standing. So I thank you. That's good. You know, that's really good, Sarah, because a lot of times it's where we can be tripped up as Christians is in our minds, right, where the enemy would trip us up there and cause confusion or doubt or just, you know, do we take authority? Do we, you know, sometimes just as people are growing, you know, but just the aspect of the sharpness, again, the sharpness and integrity in the spirit to discern that and decipher that and take care of it quickly. So praise God for that.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah, that you picked, you know, the Lord allowed you to come quickly with, you know, that that he actually gave you to stay tonight. Because, yes, I've been, you know, catching him and kind of dealing with some things as far as it coming and catching it and discerning. That's what it is, you know, and that's been since, I think, Friday of last week.
Oh, really?
Just had a little, yeah, some dealings with it concerning my daughter's friend. I just felt like every time I get around her, I love her. But it's just some ways that the enemy would try to come through and do little things, and I would just catch him and, you know, let him know, you know, that, hey, certain things can't go. And so I'm just thankful to the Lord that he equipped me with the gift of discernment. And I'm thankful,
yeah,
to the Lord for you being able to say, hey, this is what the Lord is telling me, and this is what you know, what's going on. So I'm thankful.
Yeah, and Sarah, I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit was revealing and confirming to you, like, you know, you're on the right track, you're doing the right thing, you're not just, you know, overtly being a worried mom or anything like that. Not that you would, but sometimes the enemy will try to dismiss or minimize what's happening, you know, and or sometimes with me, what is more prone to happen is that even in my own self, I'll say, I don't want to judge that person, not that I am judging them, but actually the Lord is revealing something and he's wanting me to take authority over it, you know? And sometimes when it comes so easily, like for the lack of a better word, I say that easily because I think it's myself saying, because I respond in my own soul saying, I don't want to judge that person, but I've learned that is my response when the Holy Spirit shows me something. So I've learned something about myself. Okay. And I'm like, oh, that's the Lord, you know? But it's because his grace is on it. When his grace is on something like that, then for lack of a better word, it does seem easier. It comes natural, so to speak. The supernatural seems natural because his grace is on it, and this is what he's equipped you to do. So just like Sylvia was talking about, she has this natural, overwhelming compassion in this one particular area. That's another way, and compassion. And I do too. Like I'll get hit with things with compassion and to pray over certain things, or just like they will overwhelm me in the moment to compassionately pray for someone or something. And that is a part of his plan and his, as you know. But, you know, I'm glad that you're team PGN, because that's a good prayer strategy to have, to be so discerning and to take care of it, you know.
Yeah. So I'm glad that PGN is, you know, a positive, growing and prophetic network, so that the Lord can gather his people together and be able to just let them know that he's in the plan always and he can bring them out.
Yes, amen. Amen. Yes. Well, thank you for fighting for us in the spirit too. So God bless you. Well, is there anything we can pray for you for? Yeah, real quick before I let you go.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I always pray for my daughter, but she kind of is taking her nursing classes, but it's got her depressed. She's going into this depressed mode, and that's all of a sudden, it seems like it just wants to kind of get in there and take over, but I went in her room and just started praying, you know, that, look, you got to do it. Just calm down and don't get depressed. This is maybe a trick of the enemy, but he does not have and he cannot have place over you, you know, in this instance. Mm-hmm. And I went to praying with her. Because
okay.
I think she was just thinking, Mom, this is harder than it looks. And so, you know, I think depression was kind of setting in on her in that arena. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's pray. So, Lord, let me get this other book here, because I learned something today. And I just want to pray this over her if I can find it real quick, because let me think for a second. Yeah, here. Just these different aspects of how we learn. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Leah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that you break off, Lord, any feelings of being overwhelmed, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you've equipped her to function. God, you've equipped her to gain understanding. God, to apply the understanding. God, to analyze it, Lord, and to divide it into ideas and parts and steps, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she has the ability to evaluate, Lord, where truth is and usefulness, or my words are so backwards today, usefulness and quality, Father. We thank you, God, that she can follow strategies that you give her and impart unto her, Father. And we thank you, Lord, as a result of this, Lord, that her creativity will come forth, Lord, and that her reasoning skills, Lord, would come forth, Lord, that she would be able to exercise the relationships with concepts and contrasting to follow through with the things that she's remembering. So we thank you for every level of learning that you give us and the ability to acquire it. Lord, I pray that you would take her to the deeper levels, Lord, that you would unlock those. We pray in agreement, Father God, that she would have full aspect to this, Lord. I pray, Father, that she would also have aids and different helps from students to help learn things and to help teach her, Father. I pray, Lord, that she would also inquire of her professors, Lord, for ways of learning, for teaching, Lord, for unlocking things for her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for every skill and ability that she has, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity and the ability that she has to even learn, Lord, and we ask that you bless it and that she be discerning in it, Father God. And we thank you that you give her ears, Lord, to seek out the wisdom in what she's learning, Father. And we pray the word of God over her, Father, and we thank you for her success, Lord, in leading her to success, Father. And I ask, Lord, even this week, before the week ends out, you would give her encouragement in her coursework, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank you, woman of God. That was a marvelous, that was awesome prayer, and that the Lord has bestowed upon you, and I thank the Lord for you, and may the Lord continue to bless you in every way.
Thank you. You're a blessing, Sarah. Thank you for joining us. God bless. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I think all of you are a blessing, too, as well. Okay, so we have two more callers. So 847-239, I'm opening up your phone line now, and then I'm going to have caller 40214. So 847-239, good evening.
It's Stephanie from Illinois.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for calling. I thought it was Stephanie. I've been getting things backwards. I don't usually do that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm hungry or something. I don't know. So, Father, we thank you for Stephanie, Lord. We just lift her up to your throne, to your kingdom. I was going to say your kingdom when I usually say altar. We lift her up to your kingdom. And I'm seeing, or understanding, there's a spiritual, increase, there's spiritual authority, a higher realm, and a spiritual authority that is coming to you, like a heightened spiritual awareness, authority, level, however you might say that, that you're that will be with you. I don't know how to say the exact, I don't want to just say cliche words, but it's something, it is something in the order of the kingdom, because I didn't say altar and I didn't say it was the kingdom that was coming out at the forefront of my lips. So I thank you, God, for what she will do for the kingdom of God. I thank you, Lord, for this order of this spiritual heightenedness, Lord, of authority, spiritual realm, God level, this heightened level of, let me just get this better verbiage going here. Let me just look real quick if I can find it for sale. No, it's not there, but it is. It has to do with a spiritual, a heightened spiritual something, authority, level, authority upon you, with you. So I thank you for that before you. So I thank you, Father, Lord, for the work that Stephanie will do for your kingdom. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, because we just bless her. And I just want to pray this protection, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and any tongue that shall rise in judgment you shall condemn. God, we thank you, Lord, for the preservation of the giftedness, the preservation of the kingdom of God to bring increase, Lord, and to bestow those things on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We thank you, God, that she is a partaker to bring increase, Lord, for this generation, Lord. I pray that you open doors for her, that the favor of God be upon her life, Lord. And again, I thank you for just preservation. I thank you, Lord, just for the awareness of angels over her life, God, the awareness of angels that are with her to accomplish the things that you set forth for her to accomplish for the kingdom of God, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that if she doesn't know already, that you would open her eyes to the understanding of her angels, Lord, at least in part, Lord, because when you speak prophetically, it's in part, God. So I thank you for that. So the Lord had showed me one time that one of my angels is guarding me. It's a very large angel, and it's to protect me. And so when people say, they will spontaneously say to me, like, I want to pray the protection of God over you. I know what it is, and I'm thankful for it every prayer, and I'm grateful, but I know they're giving evidence to something that they're seeing in the spirit already, but it's confirmation and the Lord encouraging my heart that there is evidence and that that is taking place. So when I mentioned the thing about angels to you and knowing in part at least their functioning role or what they're or however that is, so that you can have that as well, that assurance as you're going along the path and along the way that he is with you and that he is, because it doesn't always feel the same anointing or the same structure or the same way. And sometimes we just have to rely on what we already know, and that's maturing in Christ, because that's what he calls us to do, is to mature in him. So we step out in truth, and we step out in faith, and we step out in the assurance of his word and what we already know. Sometimes when we don't feel the anointing on it, or we have other things pulling on us, you know, we have to take authority before we speak or whatever it might be. But to know what the role of the angels are sometimes helps us, and we have that assurance that they will accomplish all in which Christ ordained and sent them to over our lives. So God bless you with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, our last caller, and I'm really trying to do a good job here. 402-214, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah, Sharon in New York.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you.
Good. Hey, yeah, no problem. I'm going to pray for you, and then since I have my eyes closed. I was praying for Stephanie. I realized my time is up, but I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to mute your phone line, and thank you for calling and being patient, and God bless you. God bless you. So, Father, I thank you for sharing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes the Lord has a, I'm sensing when you said New York, you know, sometimes the Lord in the today and born in the city of David, in the city, however that goes, but it's worded twice. It's two times like that, like New York. It's a city within a state, you know, and it was like the city of David was that as well, something David within the, I forget how it was worded, but anyways, the point of that being is the context of what I'm trying to say, the premise is that sometimes there's a prophecy inside a prophecy, right? Like if the Lord shows us something and it's very timely, and it's like, let's say you're seeing your birthday. I don't know when your birthday is, but like, let's say your birthday is January 21st and you're seeing 1:21 on the clock all the time. Like there's a prophecy inside the prophecy. You are involved within whatever prophetic sign that is happening, whatever prophetic encounter that is happening. You are a part of it. And it's a prophecy inside of a prophecy. So it's a little bit complex. It's a little bit has to do with timing, meaning this is a time, there's a time on it. And it also is like ordained of the Lord, purposed and ordained of the Lord. And actually very cool when that happens, because there's multiple facets of understanding that are happening in the moment. We see this in the Word and actually throughout the Word, because when Jesus taught in Hebrew, he taught in different parables and different ways like that. And there was multifaceted truths within one truth. Or again, if I used to do that side by side, a prophecy within a prophecy, but multifaceted truth within one truth is another truth, and him unfolding those truths before you. And very much you're involved in that prophetically, something with you specifically being involved within a prophecy and unfolding those truths to you. And so, anyways, may that be self-evident to you in your life. And so I thank you, Lord, just for timing that you have on her life, Lord, the calling and her destiny, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for just unraveling those things, that you would even give her the confirmation of that as well, Lord, and showing her where that is, Lord, and where to look and where to search and where to find these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, and God bless you, and shalom. Apologize for being late.